this bulletin, a good polling result for Prime Minister Scott Morrison, with the election date still not yet known. A major animal rights protest caused traffic delays in Melbourne, and the world remembers the Rwandan genocide 25 years on. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is declining to name the date for the federal election as he's received his best result ever in a prominent poll. Mr Morrison says he's sticking to his plan concerning the election date. It's now thought the election will most likely be held on the 18th of March. The latest news poll has the Labor Party leading Mr Morrison's coalition, but only by 52 to 48. The four-point lead for Labor is half the lead they had in the previous news poll. Melbourne police have broken up an animal rights protest at a major intersection in Melbourne. The hundreds large protest caused peak hour traffic chaos. 38 people, including two 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old, were arrested. The protest was the largest of a series of similar actions across the country. Victoria Police Superintendent David Clayton says protesters did not seek approval from authorities before demonstrating.
Police are able to facilitate peaceful demonstrations that have no impact on the safety of the community and allow people to go about their day-to-day business. This lack of engagement puts the whole of the community at risk and jeopardises community safety.
Two anti-Adani coal mine protesters have stormed a stage to disrupt a speech given by Prime Minister Scott Morrison at a business lunch in Brisbane. One woman carrying a Stop Adani flag managed to reach Mr Morrison's side but was dragged away by security as the second protester stood to yell, "Stop Adani." A table of protesters then started chanting before being escorted out by security. There were about 100 anti-Adani and refugee protesters outside the event. It comes as Environment Minister Melissa Price continues working on sub-approvals for the Adani mine. Treasurer Scott Frydenberg, who was Environment Minister before Ms Price, says the vast majority of federal approvals are done. $400 million worth of the drug ICE sent from Singapore has been intercepted in Sydney by authorities. The drugs were found inside a shipping container at the end of last month, packed inside the backs of fridges. A joint Border Force New South Wales police investigation has been launched. Border Force Superintendent Gary Lowe says the drugs were easily located.
The method that they smuggled into was fairly basic, and the technology that we used, it was quite easily identified. It was a fairly crude import, and it was disguised in fairly basic manner.
Events are being held around the world to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide. 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus were killed in a three-month period in 1994. A moment of silence has been held in Rwanda's capital, Kigali, and a wreath laid by Rwanda's President Paul Kagame at the memorial site where more than a quarter of a million people are buried. Mr. Kagame says the horrors of the genocide have not broken his country and they will never be repeated.
In 1994, there was no hope, only darkness. Today, light radiates from this place. Nothing has the power to turn Rwandans against each other ever again. This history will not repeat. That is our firm commitment.
Let's check out tomorrow's weather now. Sunny in Perth, 36 degrees. Cloudy in Adelaide and 19. A shower or two for Melbourne, 15. Possible shower for Hobart and 14. In Canberra, partly cloudy and 21. Showers for Wollongong, 25. A shower or two for Sydney, 27. Much the same for Newcastle, 31. In Brisbane, mostly sunny and 31. In Cairns, a shower or two and 29. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.